Give our station a like on Facebook. Just search Mountain 91.5. Now back to Central Michigan women's basketball.
Lordy won to 39 Central Michigan over Ball State. 4:39 left to go in the third quarter. David Laughlin here with Travis Ravers bringing you guys the action from McGurk Arena. Probably assuming you guys couldn't make it due to the nasty weather outside here in Mount Pleasant, but it's all good. We'll bring you guys the action from inside McGurk Arena. Travis, I want to talk to you about free throws. We talked about in the second quarter, Central Michigan was on a good pace to have a good total of free throws in the game, but only 3 for 7 from the floor. That's 43% compared to Ball State's 9 for 11, which is almost 82%. That's got to be a huge reason why Ball State is hanging around in this game.
Yeah, and we were talking about it during the break. The officials are letting them play. They're letting things get physical. And we've seen some plays that normally we see fouls, but their officials are letting them play right now. It's been a very physical game. And we're Central to get the big chunk of the scoring. The free throw line unable to convert their attempts so far. And defensively for Central Michigan, Jewel Cotton has been a big shock to the system, and they needed it because they came out just horrendous in the early minutes of the third quarter. A few turnovers, some lazy plays, and Jewel Cotton came in for Raina Frost. Frost had two turnovers on the inbounds play, and Cotton came in, gave them really good minutes. She stays in the game. She's been great on both ends, really, offensively and defensively.
Cotton, 6 points, 6 boards coming in, a couple of nice offensive rebounds there, back-to-back possessions earlier in the quarter. She, though, has 2 fouls along with Imani Corley, Presley Hudson, Deja Returner, Raina Frost, and Tanara Moore, all of those players with 2 fouls apiece. Everyone else from Central who has seen time today has none. Franny Frazier at the line now for Ball State. Frazier, a sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, knocks in the first one, the lefty. Foul right before the break was on Jewel Cotton for a blocking foul. Second one from Frazier, up and good. So Ball State ties it here 41-41. 4.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Dejari Turner hands off to Jewel Cotton. Cotton swings it out to Presley Hudson. Dumps it down low back for Jewel Cotton, who was double teamed by Grande and Murder. Tanara Moore at the top of the key hands it to Cassie Breen, who drops a nice one in to Tanara Moore, but they are going to call the foul. I believe they are going to get Shelby Murder down there for being too physical on the pass to Tanara Moore.
That was a dangerous pass by Breen. She just kind of lofted it up there, hoping that Tanara would get it. And you saw Ball State double team Jewel Cotton when she got in the post. Central was able to successfully rotate out of it and get a nice pick and roll opportunity.
Presley Hudson inbounds for the chips to Tanara Moore, who hands off to Dejari Turner. Turner resets to the top of the key, gets it right side to Jewel Cotton. Cotton guarded now by Grande. Jewel hands it back to Dejari Turner. Out to Presley Hudson, who's guarded by Franny Frazier. Takes the pick from Tanara, almost falls down. Takes another pick from Tanara Moore and decides to give it back up to Turner. Turner, baseline pass to Cassie Breen. Breen drives the lane and she draws the foul. Something that we've seen recently from her, when the three-pointer's not there, she has not been afraid lately to take it and draw contact. She does it there and she will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Yeah, and it usually surprises the defender when she does put it on the floor, but she is very capable.
Breen, the sophomore from Woodhaven. First one is up and good. Got that nice shooter's touch on it. Very good jump shooter. One of her cornerstones of her game. We talked about it earlier, hitting those three-pointers. She is really good at it. Second one from Breen, up and good. Central Michigan retakes the lead 43-41. Ball State now with it. Grande, guarded by Dejari Turner. Tight man-to-man defense, out by the big C at half court. Turner giving her no space to work. She has to give it off to Fontaine, who hands it to Franny Frazier, who drives the lane, loses it, but they're going to say it's off Central Michigan. Ball State will keep it with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Grande will inbound for the Cardinals. Hands it to Bennett. Bennett back out to Monaco, who will reset. Franny Frazier at the top of the key. To Bennett, back to Monaco. Down low to Fontaine, guarded by Jewel Cotton. Bennett to Monaco for the three-pointer as the shot clock goes off and she knocks it in. Ball State takes the lead 44-43.
How about that shot from Mariah Monaco, who was only 1 of 8 in the last game. It was 0 of 5 from beyond the arc, but she's been big so far.
Jewel Cotton with a prayer pass to Moore. Moore gets it somehow, but it's knocked away. Double teamed by Fontaine and Bennett. Ball State retakes possession. Grande still guarded by Desiree Turner. Gives it to Monaco, who just knocked in that last three-pointer to give the Cardinals the lead. Out to Frazier. Frazier wildly throws one up, airballed by a mile. Tanara Moore gets a hands it to Desiree Turner, and Central Michigan comes back. Turner gets it to the free throw line, hands it back off to Turner at the top of the key. Cassie Breen now goes left side, draws the contact, and she knocks it in. An and one from about the free throw line for Cassie Breen. Another aggressive play, just like we talked about. Didn't like the three-pointer, so she drives the lane, takes the mid-range jumper, gets fouled, knocks it in, and has a shot to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. Raina Frost checks in for Jewel Cotton.
And she exits with a great applause and well-deserved. She really saved Central Michigan when they looked like they were drowning there in the early minutes.
Silent McGurk Arena as Cassie Breen hits the free throw. A three-point play for Central Michigan, and they retake the lead 46-44. Cassie Breen up to 15 points, tied with Tanara for the game high. Frazier's got it now, getting a lot of minutes here in the second half. Hands it off to Monaco. Monaco over the corner three, and she knocks it in, and Ball State just like that retakes the lead 47-46 on the Monaco three-pointer. Her second free throw three-pointer here in just a handful of minutes. Raina Frost now at the three-throw line. Gives it to Cassie Breen, who scoops one up and in. Again, driving the lane, getting a little separation right there with the right hand. Scoops it up and in, and then a quick foul on Riri Turner on the inbounds pass. She tried to go for the steal on Grande. Ends up picking up a cheap foul way away from the basket. Coach Guevara not happy with that one.
And you saw her point to her head, and just got, you could read her lips, and she just said, be smarter. That's another smart foul. Like you said, way away from the basket, almost 100 feet. And now as we see Imani Corley, as the fouls are starting to mount up for the point guards for Central Michigan.
That's two on Desiree Turner. That's three on Turner. Imani Corley checks in with two fouls. And Franny Frazier dumps it down low to Renee Bennett, who turns around and puts it in. Ball State extends their lead. Takes the lead 49-48. Nora Moore at the top of the key gets it to Breen. Breen's been the hot hand, a deep three-pointer, just short. Rebounded there, Jose back in for the Cardinals. Gives it to Frazier. Frazier wild with it, throws it away to nobody. Jose luckily saves it right before it goes out of bounds, and they'll keep possession. Frazier hands it off to Grande, who sits there and waits for a play to start at the top of the key on Corley. Hands it off to Fontaine. Fontaine down low to Bennett. Bennett puts one up, no good. Knocked away, picked up by Cassie Breen, and she's going to look to push. Hands it off to Imani Corley, who thought about a three-pointer but doesn't go with it. Pass to Presley Hudson. Puts up a three-pointer, no good. Ball State coming back with it. Natalie Fontaine with the rebound. Goes on Tanara Moore. That one's off. Raina Frost with another rebound. Gives it to Presley Hudson, up to Imani Corley. Corley gonna back it down a little bit here and slow it up. Back to Cassie Breen towards the top of the key. Being guarded by Fontaine. Breen steps back with the three-pointer. That one's short as well. Fontaine with the rebound, hands it off to Grande. Grande pushing it for Ball State. Jose puts one up, and it is a foul. They're gonna get Presley Hudson, I believe, there with the foul. Jose going for the jump shot, kind of wild, but Hudson was there, and it's going to be that's the third foul on Presley Hudson, and Jewel Cotton's coming back, looks like, to check in for the Chippewas.
And we've seen three straight possessions where it looked like Central has settled for long jump shots. I think they got to try and work the ball down low more, get Tanara more involved.
Kaylin Jose, a 5'11 guard. She is a junior from Indianapolis, Indiana. And she knocks in the first one. 21.1 on the clock for the third quarter. Ball State 50, Central Michigan 48. Kaylin Jose at the line for number two of her free throws. This one is up, and it is also good. Ball State with a three-point lead now. As here comes Central Michigan looking to tie the game, or at least to get it in within 1 point. Imani Corley at the top of the key. Gets the screen from Frost. Goes back right. Across court to Jewel Cotton. Cotton thought about a three-pointer, but they know she's not going to shoot that. 5 seconds left. Cotton from the free throw line knocks it in. Nothing but net, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Central Michigan brings it a little bit closer, but Ball State hangs on to the lead going into the fourth and final quarter. Ball State 51, Central Michigan 50. The MAC West lead on the line. In McGurk Arena, we have one quarter to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Central Michigan Women's Basketball on the Chippewa Sports Network.